from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Lockport High School's CM Punk. Most famous Lockport alum? It's probably Punk. I think you got it.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
Afternoons on the Score.
Thanks for hanging out, Parkins and Spiegel on the Score. Going to be a fun show, as always, Mully and Haw. Tomorrow morning, 5:30 to 10, they're in front of a live audience in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. Olin Krutz will be there. Dave Wannstedt will be there. Other special guests who sound like Brad Biggs will be there. It's all on the eve of training camp, and it's brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. And Schmaltz Deli, spreading deli goodness everywhere.
Yum.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Tanny playing good. The Sonic 45. New album is out on Spotify. Streaming. Check it out.
Stream it.
Sonic 45, Supersonic. So I went to get my hair cut the other day.
Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Appreciate that. We get haircuts around these parts, both you and me.
That's true. It's something that we invented. We're pioneers.
Yeah, we thought it'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
I've never seen Tanny get a haircut.
No, he's afraid.
You ever see that? Yeah. Yeah. He likes his hair. Just keeps growing it, growing it.
Growing it, growing it, growing it.
Growing it well.
Yeah.
So I'm...
Do you like getting a haircut?
I do, actually.
Do you?
I really enjoy it.
A lot of people do. Waste of time.
I always go someplace where there's like at least a hot towel component or like a neck and shoulder massage component, perhaps.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's like... And usually,
like,
of course...
Like, feel pampered.
The shampoo and the conditioner component.
Ooh, you do that too.
Oh, man.
How often do you shampoo your hair?
Mine?
Yeah.
Every day.
Huh.
I know you're not supposed to, but I do.
No, you're not.
I do it every shower also.
Same.
Really?
Yeah. Feels good,
you're
man.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, I know, right?
But, I mean, according to who? You only live once.
Science.
Shampoo away.
The doctors.
Why do they sell shampoo if you're not supposed to use it?
But you're just,
nobody's saying not to use it.
Yeah, they're not saying don't use it. They're just saying don't use it every day.
I don't.
This guy's compromised.
Yeah. Why is it always in the shower if I'm not supposed to use it?
That's where you keep it.
This big shampoo got to us all.
Yeah, I use it every day. Every shower.
Okay.
So do I. Uh-huh. How often do you shampoo your hair, Shane?
Every 3 days shampoo, every other conditioner.
Uh-huh. Hmm. And do you just use the same stuff you use on Willie, the dog?
No, her shampoo is more expensive than mine.
Oh, my God. That's outrageous.
So if you get a shampoo, a conditioner, a neck and shoulder massage.
Hot towel
and
treatment.
A hot towel treatment.
It's like an $80 day.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. Yeah. How much is your haircut?
$65 with a $10 tip.
$75.
Just 10, huh?
Ooh. Yeah.
No, it's on 65?
Is that light? Yeah.
It's a little light
sub 20%.
For all they're doing for you.
It's a 17.5% tip.
Especially after that foot massage you're getting.
Nobody said that. So all right, $65 with a $15 tip.
I mean, now you're lying.
Yeah.
Exposed.
Truth tellers.
Yeah. I didn't come here for a haircut, you know me?
All right. But
that's what I do. I said, actually, this last place that I went was a much, much less expensive place because my normal place was busy.
This last place you went?
Yes.
You don't schedule your schedule around your barber schedule?
I do. I do usually, but this time I needed one because I had a gig. Okay. With the aforementioned Sonic 45, and then I was supposed to do TV on Sunday night, which got canceled anyway.
That's funny.
But exactly. So I needed a haircut, and so I went to Floyd's. I went to Floyd's and took my chances, and Crystal over at Floyd's on Harrison did a phenomenal job, right? Didn't she? Crystal did a great job.
That was great.
And she was really cool.
Yeah.
She was really cool. We had a great conversation.
It's like Harrison and State, right?
Yeah.
Right there by Columbia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and
the
obviously...
former South Loop Club.
And I know that those places, like, they can be very hit and miss.
Yeah.
But you take your chances well, sometimes.
Hit or miss.
Hit, yeah.
It's not both.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Hey, the front of my head, I gotta tell you, that's
it.
A hit.
They nailed it. They really missed on the sides.
Yeah.
It's an uneven haircut. Uh-huh. It was both a hit and a miss.
I know. So this, right, this so was, it was a lot cheaper. Anyway, I'm talking to Crystal. Delightful conversation. Among other things, we're talking about the Art Institute. She you know, her husband. Her husband loves loves Monet. She loves Van Gogh. You know, just one of, those,
right.
one of those conversations.
Getting to know each other.
I was chatty.
I'm shocked.
I'm not always chatty, but that time I was chatty. She was chatty.
A lot of details in this story.
Yeah. Okay. But then she was started. We started. She asked me what I did. And
break.
I answered her.
And then she said, "Oh, that's interesting."
Yeah.
And I said, "What do you do?" And yeah. She said, "I'm a barber."
Yeah. I knew what she did. It was obvious from the moment I walked in.
She's a pro.
You can tell.
I said hello.
She said hi. She said she's a big basketball person. She says, you know, her kid loves LeBron, and she's trying to tell her kid all the time about how Michael was the GOAT, and Michael LeBron comes up, you know. And then she said, "What do you think about Bronny? What do you think about Bronny James out yeah. there?" And I said, he's a Nepo baby. You know?
Yeah.
And she said, "You got a problem with it?" And I said, "Well, it's not that I have a problem with it, but he got a fully guaranteed contract as a second rounder. I think he's taken a spot from another player who was probably more deserving to get drafted. And, you know, it just feels a little wrong." And she said, "Well, let me ask you this. Did you ever get any benefit in your life from your parents being either well off or advanced or having any success?" And I said, "Well, yes. Yeah, yes, I did, as a matter of fact." She said, "Can you think of anybody else in the history of American civilization and culture that got some benefit from their parents having gone before them and built a legacy, and then they were able to take advantage of it? And they also were very talented, hardworking people, and there's nothing wrong with them, but they just, you know, got that advantage." And I said, "Yes." And she said, "So what's wrong with LeBron, who's never done anything really negative in his life, you know, in terms of scandal or being a bad person yeah. overall, regardless of what you think about him on the court?" She said, "Off the court, he's been amazing, right?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "What's wrong with him using some of his power and influence to try and set his children up for a good situation? What's wrong with him doing that?" And I thought about it for a while, and I said, "You know what? Nothing. Nothing is wrong with that." And I she said, "You sure? Because like you did just a minute ago," and she was really good. She's like, "You were just talking about somebody else not getting a chance." And I said, "Yeah, but you know, I mean, we all know people who got an opportunity to intern somewhere, or they got an entry level job somewhere. Oh, did I just notice that Billy Donovan III was named the head coach of the Windy City Thunder,
yep.
ladies and gentlemen? Either Windy City Bulls, I should say.
And Wes Unseld Jr. added to the staff.
Yeah, exactly. So then I'm thinking." You know what, Crystal? I hear you. And then I added the context, which she did not, that for decades and decades and centuries, a lot of black folks were unable to have an opportunity like this where they could, you know, get their children into a situation. And who is... I mean, LeBron James is about as deserving as anybody to do something good for his children along the way. And I said, "You know what, Crystal? Thank you for the haircut and the conversation." And that's Crystal's take, and I think she actually made a lot of good points.
Yeah, I'm surprised you had... It's not that it's not a good take. I'm surprised you hadn't thought of it in that way. There, because
I hadn't thought of it much, is the truth.
Okay.
I hadn't really thought about it much.
Got you. Because, yeah, there's... First of all, there's nepotism all over the NBA. It's a big part of the pipeline of the pros. A lot of coaches' sons getting in and things like that.
And there's nepotism all over sports. Kyle Shanahan, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Getting a chance at the beginning. And then, oh, by the way, he's great.
Yeah. Frank Vogel said when I talked to him for the book, he was when I asked him about like his path, it was not exactly one that had a bunch of advantages and things like that, people opening doors for him. He said, "You know what? I don't really get bothered by it. Because if you get in, I don't care really about how you get in.
Yeah.
If you stick, you're good and you're doing the work."
Yeah.
And I thought that was a pretty valuable thing. See, the thing is, though, like, nepotism isn't good. No one likes it. It's not a good thing for society, no matter who got it and did it. Or it's not a good thing. But It's just a reality. It's a fact of life. And so, of course, LeBron can do it for his kid, and he will do it for his kid. You could argue that he's not doing his son any favors because it's misleading him or deluding him or whatever the case may be.
And but if that's his son's dream, legit.
Sure.
If it is legit his son's dream, and as a dad, you can help him. I mean, he's going to learn more within the structure of the Lakers, whether he's in the G League or not, than he would probably learn playing in Turkey on his own.
Or at USC. Right? LeBron can say, honestly, if you want to be a pro, best way to be a pro is to be a pro, train with pros, learn from pros, yes. Watch me. It's my lifelong dream. I won the Lakers a championship. I'm one of the most powerful athletes in the history of the world. I'm going to help make this happen. Of course, nepotism is not good until it's your kid.
Hmm.
And then you want to do it for your kid. Even if you know intellectually, it's maybe going to make him entitled or maybe going to let him to cut a corner or maybe it's going to take a spot from someone else.
Yeah.
You want to give your kid. It's like it's the macro-micro thing. Nepotism, bad on the macro, but we all would do things for our kids if we could help them, even if we knew that maybe it's not the best thing in the big picture for it.
Yeah, and when I think about the way that LeBron has talked about it, I mean, the way that J.J. Redick had talked about it with some lies and the way that some other people had talked about it kind of bothersome, but really the way that LeBron has talked about it and most of the comments that I've seen and heard are like, you know, he's a good kid. He's a good kid, and he's going to work hard, and he's got a shot. You know, it's something that I think most of us would dream of being able to do for our child.
Of course, I think the thing that's interesting too, there's a lot of things that are interesting about it. LeBron has said his dream has been to play in the NBA with his son. Bronny's dream has been to play in the NBA. Would Bronny achieve his dream if his dad wasn't on the Lakers? That I do think is an interesting and fair. Like, of course it makes sense for LeBron. LeBron gets to play with his kid. That is unbelievable. It has never happened before in the history of sports. It is in the history of the NBA. It's an incredibly, for LeBron, of course, but for Bronny, he just wanted to make it to the league. So I do think it would have been more interesting if the Grizzlies would have drafted him or the Thunder would have, like, if he would have gotten there purely on his own merit.
Sure.
It would have been more interesting for Bronny. But for LeBron, this is about as cool of a father-son thing as we've ever seen in sports.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
You know, so I get it for LeBron, of course.
Texter says, like when privileged white talk show hosts take away valuable airtime from actual broadcast talent trying to break into the business, but you all laugh your ass all day about it. I had no nepotism help. I had no parent at all who helped me get here. So your text is a little off topic, sir, but thank you so much for listening.
My dad is Dan Bernstein. Which is like helped me get here for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is useful. Dan's a powerful guy. Mine was Terry Bors.
Hmm. Yeah. Screw that texter.
Yeah.
My dad's Jay Hood.
It's off topic. It's a lot. It's anger. And you can hate us and think there's other broadcast talent all you want. But
yeah, no,
your reasoning is trash.
Screw that texter. I don't think Bronny wants to play. I know that take has been popular lately, but I don't think Bronny wants to be in the NBA.
You think he's doing this for his father?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that would be unfortunate if that's true.
Yeah,
because a kid deserves to choose and try his own path, no matter what.
I don't think he has the passion for basketball that his dad did, or does still.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I genuinely had, like, this is, it's kind of it's a big national story, obviously, but I have not done the digging in terms of his psyche, his work ethic, etc. I have to admit that I have not.
I mean, he had a cardiac event in college and came back.
Yeah,
and
it's pretty amazing.
You know what I mean? And he's trying to play. So, I mean, I think he has said he's wanted to make it to the NBA. So he's made it to the NBA. But J.J. Redick today said he's probably going to play some time in the G League. He's a developmental player. The odds are overwhelmingly against him. But to go back to the Frank Vogel thing that he said for the book, like, LeBron could get him into the NBA. And he could get him a guaranteed contract that he otherwise likely would have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
But if he gets a second contract, it's going to be because he earned it.
Right. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, the LeBron's...
If he gets a roster spot... That'll be in question.
That'll be in question.
Yeah.
Of course.
Things like that will be in question. If he gets playing time that seems like he doesn't deserve it or doesn't merit it and he struggles it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, is this really the best thing for Bronny part of the conversation is interesting. Like, is LeBron fulfilling his dream at the detriment of, like, of his son, making his son a punchline, making all of his son's accomplishments be questioned and judged through the prism of his dad?
Like, Which, frankly, any of us who are fathers can relate to on some level. Like, am I forcing my child to live out my dream as opposed to letting them choose their own and supporting it? That's a scary place to consider.
The dream partly, I hear what Shane's saying, but Bronny has said consistently he wants to play in the NBA. So I don't think he's being forced into this, but the Lakers part of it is clearly LeBron's dream.
Sure, it's like my father David Hall used to say. Actually, I don't even know what he
used
to say.
Who is your daddy?
Daddy David.
Who is your daddy and what does he do? Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.